I am just a girl. I am just a blogger. I am just a podcaster and an author who wants to make your life a happier place to live. This is the podcast, Wide Open Spaces with Elise, episode number 148. Do you smile? You can listen to this podcast anywhere you love listening to your favorite podcasts. Check me out at wideopenspaceswithelise.com. Elise is spelled I-L-I-S-E. Now let's listen and evolve together. Thank you so much for joining me today for this episode of Wide Open Spaces with Elise. Bonbini, welcome. Sun, wind, and sand. One happy island. Well, I just got back from Aruba, the island that is 9 miles from the coast of Venezuela. And their entire theme on the island is one happy island. On their license plates, stickers on their cars, their flags, the hats they sell, the t-shirts they sell. And honestly, it is one happy island. It was interesting because I've been to other Caribbean islands. There's a lot of poverty and experienced, I guess, not so happy greetings. And this was a totally different experience on Aruba. And I'm not trying to promote Aruba. I'm trying to promote the feeling that they convey to the people who arrive on their island by boat or by plane. And I had no idea about the theme of One Happy Island when I first went to Aruba. And I really didn't know what it meant till after being there for about 4.5 days. And then I really got the picture of what One Happy Island means. The people are literally happy. The cab drivers are happy. When you ask them, would you want to live anywhere else? They say no. Many were born and raised there, and they've visited other places. And many have come from other countries, especially the United States. And so it made me curious why people would be okay living on a small island their entire lives. I mean, I think about my own mentality and the things I like to do, and oh my gosh, I could never do that. But why is it one happy island? And so I opened my eyes really wide while I was in Aruba. And I thought a lot as I people watched the tourists and the people who worked there. The kindness of the people who worked there. They were literally grateful that we were there as tourists because tourism supports the island, like most islands. But from the other islands that I've been to, this island really made you feel like they appreciated that you were there to spend your time, to spend your money, to embark on journeys and tours and to do all that you would do on an island. And from our tour driver, we went on a Jeep tour, off-road Jeep tour, went to caves and went snorkeling, saw all kinds of wildlife. As he's driving us around the island, he's waving to people he knows. He's fist pumping people he knows. And then I start to get the feel of why it's one happy island. Because it's small, obviously, a lot of them know each other. But it was the support as our tour guide was telling us about mom and pop restaurants, not the big commercialized places. Promoting and even saying, I get no money if you go. They're just supporting their local neighbors, their businesses. And yes, you see that in other places. But there was this sense of truth and genuineness in the promotion and the encouragement to try these little small places, and how grateful our tour guide was that we picked his company amongst many other companies. And so you start to get the feel of what One Happy Island means. Now, of course, I was happy when I was there. I was on vacation, so I liked seeing One Happy Island. But then it made me think about where I live and the country that I live in, and the mental health crisis that we have, and how we overwork ourselves, and other countries when they have siestas and they have breaks during their day, and American society is go, 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 and other societies are just like that as well. And that it's about making as much money as we can and buying the new gadgets and outdoing the next vacation from the next person who does it, or getting a nicer car, or getting a bigger house. This is the mentality. And when we don't have these things in the US, some people feel lesser. Some people feel unaccomplished. Some people feel a void, that they can't fulfill their wants, and maybe not even their needs. So it really got me thinking, looking around this island and asking these taxi drivers, would you ever leave? Nope, never. Honestly, if I could leave the United States to find a place that was more calm, that slowed down, it may take me a while, because my whole life is about how we think in America, that go, 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 go attitude. Have you ever felt guilty when you've had to take a nap, or felt like you needed a nap, or wanted a nap, and made excuses why you needed that nap? Oh my God, think about that for a minute. Your body is telling you it's tired. It needs to rest. But yet, we're instilled with the thought that we shouldn't be doing that, that we should be going and going and going. And so I thought about, do you smile? And when I looked around this island, even the people who were in these straw markets that were hot, because it was hot there, very windy in Aruba, extremely windy, but very hot, but yet smiling, yet happy, that One Happy Island theme. Now, I could go shopping in a flea market or a market here in the US, and yes, I will meet some people, but there's also people who just don't look happy. Am I generalizing the people of the United States? Maybe you may think I'm doing that. I just know that I just experienced something that was quite eye-opening. That a motto of an island is One Happy Island. And then I look at the country that I live in, with arguing and fighting and people not getting along, and it really did sadden me. And so I thought, well, what can I do about this? I'm just a girl who's a podcaster, who's a blogger, soon to be published author, who wants to help you make your life a healthier place. So I thought, how could I do this? Is by making you think, do you smile? I don't mean that fake smile that we all get, that fake greeting we give people as they walk by us. I mean a genuine smile. Not many of us do, if you really think about it. And so as I was spending my time on the island, in this thought process of comparison and, I guess, sadness and wishing that I saw more people live the one happy island way. I'm only one girl and one person, but I can make you think about, do you smile? The answer may be yes sometimes, the answer may be no. You may be saying to yourself, yeah, that fake smile. Or it's got to be something really monumental to make you smile. So how simplistic is it for me to ask you to do something that'll make you smile today? Think about it. What would make you smile today? You might feel a weight on your chest right now, struggling to find something that could make you smile. Sometimes we have to look for it. Sometimes we have to dig deep for that smile. Or sometimes it's just stopping and taking a moment that in your head doesn't fit into your schedule. Remember that. Go, go, go. Feeling guilty to take a nap. To stop for a moment and to view something and to look at something or to experience something. And so it may put you a few minutes behind in your work or where you're going. But to stop for a moment, to experience a smile. When we truly smile, there's a chemical reaction. The endorphins and the serotonin begin to flow in our brain. You get a lightness in your chest and in your heart. The heaviness that's sitting on your shoulders or your neck starts to feel lighter. This is not metaphorical. This is clinical research that shows what smiling can do. Smiling is good for the soul. One happy island. They go around no matter what their economic level is, no matter what their struggles are. Maybe they're a fisherman and it just was a bad day and they weren't able to catch their prized barracuda. But yet, they smile. And so how can we incorporate that into our world? I think it's about what I said before, taking those moments to stop and take it in. I was coming out of the bathroom earlier. I've got a lot going on today. Needed to get this podcast done. And as I was coming out to go do a pile of laundry, my dog's laying on the bed. And I could have just passed by and thrown her a kiss and picked up my laundry and went off to do what I needed to do. But I decided to take that moment to lay on the bed with her, to play with her, to kiss her, to get the kisses back. She made me laugh. She made me comforted. But I could have walked right by that and missed that opportunity. But I chose to stop. I don't think the world around us is going to change anytime soon. And so does that mean you're not going to smile? You're not going to feel that happiness with all those positive effects that it can have on you by just stopping for a moment. Maybe it's just lighting a candle in your office and stopping and watching the flames, smelling the aroma. Maybe instead of rushing to lunch, pop in your earbuds, not just walking with the music, but sit down on a bench and listen to the music. Listen to the lyrics. These are the moments that are lost in every day that can create a natural, thoughtful smile. You know, that happy face, that yellow happy face that's been used for years, the smile face. What does it really mean in emotions? Looking at that smile face, you really don't get a feel for what an actual smile, the chemical reaction, what it does to our psyche. And so you need to dig deep today. Do you smile? Really, really smile. And if the answer is no, well, you know what your goal is today, is to stop in one of those moments that your eyes might glance by and you keep going. Instead, stop and watch, experience, move into the experience instead of maybe just being an observer. Maybe you need to schedule it in, and that's okay. But just make sure it happens. That you do something, you stop in those moments to give yourself a smile. I mean, I'm smiling talking about it because I know that there's at least one person who's going to listen to this and is going to create a smile, a genuine smile on their face today. That one happy island feel. And yes, this whole thought process of mine came from a vacation. Because what is a vacation ultimately? It's when you do stop and you say to your boss, I'm taking time off from work. I will be out of the office. Those phone messages when somebody calls you or you send an email and it says, I will be out of the office until this date. You are taking that power. And you are creating a wall between you and your responsibilities for a short amount of time when you have a getaway. A getaway doesn't have to be taking a plane or a boat to Aruba. A getaway could be driving an hour away from your home, but it's taking that time away. It's separating yourself from that on that go hubbub of nonstop thought processes and moving and grooving and doing and accomplishing. Sometimes we just need to sit with ourselves and observe and feel and see and taste and hear the world around us. It's as simple as that, but as complicated as that. Because if you're not willing to stop in those moments, or to make that time, or to take that vacation, or that staycation, or that getaway, you're not really smiling. Because internally, your body is not getting that mental healthy break that it needs, that a smile creates. So how are you going to create that one happy island feel in your world today? Not tomorrow, not next week, but today. The goal today is to find that moment, to embrace that moment, or to schedule that time in your day. Maybe you want to go along with that theme, that one happy island theme, and make it your name, that one happy island Sue. Sue lives on a happy island. Because we are an island ourselves. Because we are always with our thoughts, whether we're with people or not. And so we are our own island. And so how can you make yourself a happy island? And maybe put this motto around your workspace. Create a different motto if you don't like one happy island or one happy Mike, whatever it is. But create a little slogan that when you look at it, it reminds you that you need to smile today. You need to feel like a happy island. So I pose this challenge to you. Go out and find your one happy island and smile today. So when I ask, do you smile? Of course I smile every day. I make sure I smile every day. So thank you for joining me for Do You Smile? Episode number 148 of Wide Open Spaces with Elise. Remember, positive thoughts always create positive energy. Go out and explore all those wide open spaces in your world. And by doing that, you will create your own one happy island. And until next time, my friends, ciao.